This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you'd like to adopt one of us, it's Adopt a Turkey Day. DJV program, DJV show on the air for the day before Thanksgiving. It's November the 25th, Wednesday is upon us. Jennifer Horn is upon us. Victoria Keelan is upon us. Doug Steffen is upon us, or you. And you are here to enjoy this pre-Thanksgiving holiday. Shall we have a big meal, ladies? Or shall we be conservative today with what we eat and save all of our calories for tomorrow? Who's cooking today?
I'm going to hold off. How about that?
Are you?
I'll save room.
You are going to save lots and lots of room. All right. So everybody has turkey, though, pretty much for Thanksgiving, yeah? Anybody not have
good
turkey?
Good luck finding one. I was in the I had to run to a couple stores yesterday, and I found two pre-sliced, very small turkey breasts. So I got, like, two little ones that were just going to heat up in the oven. But that's literally all I could find. It's like there are gigantic turkeys that would feed 20 people, and that's it.
We're back to what we were doing, like, last Easter when there was no ham around. There was no food around. If you have noticed, I was in a couple of different stores over the last 3 or 4 days, and they're very pasta. They're very little turkey stuff or Thanksgiving-type food. Gravy's gone. Pre-prepared mashed potatoes are gone. That kind of stuff. There aren't a lot of there. If you want to buy it, pretty much to your point, Victoria, if you want to buy a 50-pound bag of potatoes,
in
a farm store yesterday, buy 50 pounds of potatoes, you're all set. And they're very expensive this year. When I say very expensive, the farmer's getting his fair share of things like that, or at least I'm keeping my fingers crossed that it isn't all going to the middlemen. So that's how Thanksgiving preparations are going. Meanwhile, speaking of prepositions, good, Doug, preparations, Joe Biden called the White House outreach sincere. I thought that was a good step. That's a good blend, isn't it? Isn't that good? That he said that it was apparently, I don't want to say they're throwing in the towel, Jennifer, but they appear, the folks on the Republican side, whatever contest there were, whatever legal stuff seems to be meaningless at this point. Yes?
No, actually, no.
I knew you wouldn't agree with that, so I put it that way.
No, still a lot
of
stuff.
What for? Why?
Well, look, I mean, you can say what for. I don't know. In my heart, this is not about overturning the election. This is about guaranteeing that we're going to have free and fair elections moving forward.
On that point, yes, I agree with you.
There are a lot of things, there are a lot of challenges that are really needing to be looked at. In fact, there are about 10 really meaningful ones that are happening in Pennsylvania and Detroit. Pennsylvania, Michigan, Georgia.
Is it the administration? Do they really care, or do they want us to believe? And I'd like to believe that they're doing this in a sort of a way that is good for everybody. Although it seemed at first that it was just what they were looking for was just good for them. We've had a lot of irregularities, not as many as there have been, I think, in the past, but certainly there ought not to be any. And if that's what their goal is, hooray for them.
Well, remember, it's not necessarily the administration. This is about the campaign. The administration is the administration. So the campaign and the RNC are looking at these things. I was listening to Ron and McDaniel yesterday, and a lot of people, I mean, yes, Trump is always going to be the one that people are most interested in talking about. But this also affected a lot of down ballot races that Republicans think there was some wrongdoing in. And so just for instance, in Pennsylvania, there were a lot of mail-in ballots that were counted that had no fold in them. Mm-hmm. They were fresh and clean ballots without a fold. So if you were mailing in a ballot in Pennsylvania, your ballot would have been folded. There would have been a line, and this was not
any
the case
ballot,
in Pennsylvania.
All ballots are folded, pretty much. All mail-in ballots, there isn't an envelope they have that's big enough to take the full size of the ballot. They're all, any of them I've ever come across, all were folded.
Unless you're in Pennsylvania, where magically there are these unfolded, pristine condition
ballots.
Well,
that's why I'm wondering if that they may be right about that. There may be something to that. Although, would
people
be dumb enough to not, to make something that obvious?
in Georgia. Okay. Well, I'm just talking about some of the stuff that people are seeing that are seem to be irregular and fraudulent. In Georgia, the reason that they're doing another audit and another recount, and by the way, the recount is being requested by the campaign, the audit is being requested by the governor, because in Georgia, they found thousands of ballots that hadn't been counted just sitting around in bags, you know, on thumb drives, and that seems to be problematic for people. In Detroit, the numbers and the tallies were not actually matching it up, yet they went and still certified those results in that county. There are things like this that are questionable, where literally you're having like precincts where there was like 95-99% turnout, and people are saying, well, wait a second, is that even possible? So there's questions that are being put out there. I want to have faith in this system. I also have real questions about the voting software that I've had questions about in California since 2016. I think it's really important, because you don't want, and there's a lot of information that backs this up, that the 73 million people that voted for Trump are really questioning whether this process is working or not. And so I think there's some questions that need to be answered. I don't think it's about trying to...
Do they question it in states where Trump won?
No. I question it. By the way, I question it in California, where Trump has no Trump. I don't believe Trump won California, but I question it. I've questioned it in California since 2016. And one of the arguments that's being made by one of the Trump attorneys is about Bernie Sanders in California in 2016, and whether or not he got the short shrift because of some voter irregularity. So it's not just about Trump. People want to make it all about him, I think, because that's interesting, or that's the media wants to pretend, or the news media wants to pretend it's all about. But there are a lot of other things that are the people are talking about on my side of the aisle that I think are just important for the good of the country, not just about one election.
Well, it's the season for that, no question about it. So as the season continues, let's see what the results are. I don't know. I don't have any strong feelings about it, except about the things that may have gone wrong in this country. I'm really ticked off about how much influence the Chinese had, and the Iranians, it would seem, even more than the Russians this time around. That kind of stuff. And how do you get in the way of that? How do you stop that from happening? My brain doesn't work that way. Technologically speaking, Victoria, is there a way to block the influence or the interference that comes from
these other
countries?
Absolutely, we have. Well, the Department of Homeland Security, they already said that this was the most secure election that we've ever had in the digital technology age. So that's in this election. They blocked the Russians, they blocked Chinese, they blocked Iranians. I mean, we heard the statement, Trump fired the guy who said it, but, that's the fact is the fact. This was a very secure election in terms of cybersecurity. So the other software stuff that Jen's talking about, that's different. But in terms of foreign, interference, we were very secure.
The one thing that's being presented about China, and Iran tried to get into our election, they were sending out threatening letters to people, but again, the Trump administration did a good job of blocking them. The Trump administration also did a good job of putting up, and no one talked about it, a counterstrike for cybersecurity on Russia so that they were not able to interfere in our election as well. But the one story that, again, is not getting pick up and play is about these voting systems. And again, we can think Sidney Powell is full of it. She's supposed to launch a lawsuit today. She made some really big claims, and she needs to provide the evidence. That's all I will say, because some of the stuff she has said, I've heard from other people, so the reason I entertain it is because I've heard it before. But she's got to present evidence, because this could be the greatest political scandal in our history. And that is that with Chinese money, this voting system scandal has taken place. It's rooted through Venezuela, and that's what is actually allowing people, by the way, Republicans and Democrats, this isn't just about Trump, again, since 2016, to start buying their elections. That's the claim being made about Hillary and Bernie in 2016. That's a claim made in some congressional races she talked about this time around. That's why she's saying the voting results don't really seem to add up, at least to the numbers people. Now, if she's right about that, and I'm not saying that she is, she's right, she's got to present the evidence, she's supposed to file a lawsuit today, that directly would connect China to Venezuela to the system to disrupt the election. And if that's true, we've got some bigger problems.
Who else is involved in it besides this person?
What are you talking about?
the suit? Was it just one person, or is there a whole bunch of people that have signed on to
this? Well, there's 250 sworn affidavits that she says she has that know how this works, from people who witnessed stuff. The people inside of Dominion, the people inside of Smartmatic, the people who witnessed the irregularities in the polling place. This is why I'm going, I can't believe we can't ignore this. But the onus is now on Sidney Powell to present the information. I'm not saying that I'm 100% believing it, but this is a big claim that China, Venezuela, and bad operators in our country operating with communism in mind are
trying
to.
Here we go again with China. What are we doing about China?
Well,
as a country, individually, collectively, I think we can figure the Chinese have been playing with fire here under the circumstances. There is also a move afoot to get Biden to name all the people he's going to have in the cabinet, and prominently mentioned people like Sanders and Warren are off the list, because if they take them off the list, those two are both in Republican, or like the governors of Massachusetts and Vermont are both Republicans, so you know what happens to the seat if those two come off. So they can forget about whatever hopes they might have had of being involved in some super powerful position in the administration. That's not going to happen. And I think Warren is tired of being a senator, so it'll be interesting to see how that plays out. I don't know. Will Bernie ever be tired of it? Some of the people I was going to say, how old is he? I think he's my age. But then we get Grassley, who's 88. Who's the oldest? Is Grassley the oldest one in the Senate now? Remember when Strom Thurmond was reelected and he was 92 or something?
Grassley is the oldest, and he's the one that had the COVID. I think he's 80. He's 87.
Is he okay? I thought it was 88, but somewhere in that vicinity.
Bernie's his birthday's September, so he's newly 87.
Mm-hmm.
Bernie, 78?
I think he's 78, 79. I think he and Joe Biden were the same age, and they're both 78. So, yep. And they are, well, so who is going? Well, we're
Bernie
looking
is
at
now
some of the
79.
Uh-huh. All right. So, a lot of things going on, lots of days and nights of people working around the clock to put all of this stuff together for the 20th of January.
I do worry about the national security staffing that Biden brought up and introduced yesterday, because a lot of it seems to be like the old guard, which at least was pretty soft on China the first time around under the Obama administration. China didn't get it tough. And so if we are worried about China, the world has changed. Remember, it's not just about Syria and the Middle East. I mean, the world in 4 years has changed.
Well,
and China,
the good thing is that he didn't appoint Susan Rice to anything, because she was soft on everybody. She would have been a disaster. He's not going to, he's getting a lot of advice from lots of people. And so one wonders, where does the advice really go? Does it go to the chief of staff? Does it go to the DNC? He's got a lot of warnings. Don't nominate this one. Don't nominate that one. What's the matter with Mike Morrell as CIA director? What would be, got warnings from Democrats on various committees. Don't bother to put this one in. So there's something wrong with Mike Morrell. I kind of remember that name, but I don't remember why I remember the name. Anybody remember?
The only Mike Morrell that I know is a California senator who's actually my friend. So I don't know about the one that Joe Biden.
He
definitely wouldn't be appointing
him. He was the deputy director of the CIA under Obama.
Yeah, I'd have to. Well, I mean, obviously the CIA and the FBI under Obama have a little stink attached to it, because they were the scrutiny of so many investigations.
And I think that's what the problem is. Ron Wyden, the Democrat from Oregon and a member of the Intelligence Committee, says don't waste your time because this guy's not getting anywhere. No torture apologist will be confirmed as CIA director is what he said. He's a non-starter. So they're not going to rubber stamp the stuff that comes along. That's not a bad thing. That's a good thing. Speaking
of
block
everything they can try to block. That's different than rubber stamping.
Well, but
no, that's a Democrat.
Wyden's a Democrat.
Yeah.
You know, he's a Democrat. The Democrats are the ones that are being most outspoken about stuff now, and not the Republicans. The Republicans haven't really said too much about any of these people.
Well, Mitch McConnell has said plenty.
Well, but who pays attention to him? He's a big old blowhard.
He's in charge of the Senate.
Yeah, he's still a blowhard. Okay, it'd be nice to be able to work around an old fossil that he is. 21 after the hour.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Music time here on the DJV program this hour and every hour. During this portion of the hour, we have a focus on one or two important items from the world of music. So we start out this portion of the program with Beyonce, who, as we look at all these Grammy nominations, ladies, she's done pretty well for herself. She leads, actually, in the number of nominations for the 2021 Grammy Awards. Beyonce leads with 9 nominations. Taylor Swift has, 6, along with Dua Lipa and Roddy Ricch. Is that how you pronounce his name? R-I-C-C-H? Reach? Rich?
I think it's Roddy Ricch, but yeah.
Roddy Ricch, okay. So, for Record of the Year, Black Parade, Beyonce's, Colors with the Black Pumas, Rockstar DaBaby with Roddy Ricch. That's what's in there. Let's see here. See, I have no credibility. Billie Eilish is in that list.
But you always say that halfway through. Like,
Megan,
if you know the Grammys,
Stadium,
but he means it's a stumbling point.
Yeah.
Well, I guess the best pop vocal album goes to Bieber or Gaga or Dua Lipa. At least I got that. Harry Styles in there. Taylor Swift.
That's going to be a tough category because all 5 of those are options are good and huge hits. Yeah. So that's going to be a tough category. I think country's going to be pretty tight too, Jen.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm sure it will be.
Best country song.
Music, but I'll be voting for Miranda Lambert's album. All the way through, that album is just, I think it's really good.
Yeah.
I've listened to it a lot.
These are the individual songs that come from various, like Miranda Lambert's on this song, Bluebird, with Luke Dick and, what did I say? Bluebird? Did I say Bluebird?
No, Bluebird is the song of the year that she was nominated for.
Right.
Okay.
She's up against... Okay, here's my question.
Songwriters.
She's up against the Bones. How many years can we hear that same song, and how is it still...
Over and over and over again.
But how is it still eligible? I don't get it.
They must, like, just re-release, like, the last sentence, and then they must be like, okay, we got a new one.
Let's try it again.
Try to get it right. Practicing.
Best country duo... Grammy up for...
Dan and
this
award.
Is going to be a tough category, too.
Dan and Shay and Bieber together, the 10,000 Hours song.
Great song.
Lady A with Ocean, Little Big Town Sugarcoat, Old Dominion. Some people
It'll go to Dan and Shay, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. Right. And they have this, Trevor Noah is going to host the program?
From The Daily Show, yeah.
I know what he's from. Yeah. It's a ridiculous waste of time. Anyway, that's me. All right, up next here, let's go to Taylor. As long as we're talking about that, Taylor Swift's going to release a new Folklore film Call the Long Pond Studio Sessions, new concert documentary. It's going to come out, today, as a matter of fact, on Disney Plus.
I almost texted you, Victoria, the other night. Maybe it was last night or the night before. I know what's weird about Taylor Swift now.
What?
So I've been looking at Taylor Swift for like the last 2 years. I'm like, there's something really weird. And I know she's gained a little bit of weight, but I actually think she looks better because she looks like a woman now. She looks like, you know, she looks
right. Good. She was too skinny before.
But I was like, what is it about her that is bothering me? And then I realized she has god-awful bangs.
It's terrible. There's little, like, curls. Like, I don't know what that is. And you know what?
Bangs I had when I had a perm. And, like, she spiral-permed my bangs. Right. And it was a bad maneuver.
I've also been hoping that she would get a colorist for years now. Because she's got this dishwater blonde color. She either needs to be a darker shade or she needs some highlights. It drives me nuts. Anyway, continue, Doug.
It was the bangs.
Very enlightening.
Very thick. Yeah.
All right. So this film that we started talking about a minute ago, she directed it. Taylor Swift directed it. Film
that
long
star in it, I think.
Okay.
Well, anyway, so it's Folklore, the album. It's on Disney Plus. It starts tonight.
Okay.
So she made the announcement on social media, and a lot.
She made it during all of this past 8 months over COVID, with all three sending tracks back and forth to complete the record while they were in lockdown. Bon Iver's Justin Vernon is involved in it, and a couple of Aaron Dessner, Swift's key collaborator on Folklore. So there it is, boys and girls. New Taylor Swift, 28 after the hour.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
Here's today's top automotive tech story. I'm Nick Miles. At SEMA 360, Chevrolet will showcase a 1977 K5 Blazer converted to all-electric propulsion. The K5 Blazer E is a functional proof of concept of the upcoming electric connected and cruise package. Chevrolet Performance plans to sell in the second half of 2021. During the virtual event, Chevrolet Performance will survey SEMA members interested in building their own electric projects to help finalize Chevrolet's initial e-crate offering. For more automotive tech news, you can go to testmiles.com.
Stay on these roads. The Chrysler Pacifica all-wheel drive features the most advanced all-wheel drive system in its class. Enhanced traction helps you better navigate changes in driving and road conditions. Drive with confidence in the Chrysler Pacifica all-wheel drive.
You probably don't think very often about support for your brain, but you should. Join the millions of people supporting their brain function with America's most popular brain supplement, Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Three men are facing murder charges in connection with the death of a 10-year-old Tennessee girl who was reportedly killed after being hit by a stray bullet while sleeping on the couch. The Carter County Sheriff's Office is reporting Lily Hannah Davis was on the couch in her home near Elizabethton, Tennessee, in the early morning hours of November 17th when a stray bullet from a drive-by shooting went through the wall and struck her. 21 shots were fired in total. Jediah Glover, Jason Barber II, and Zachary Scott have been arrested and will face first-degree murder charges. The Seattle City Council voted to cut the police department's budget by roughly 18% Monday and instead reallocate millions of dollars to fund community alternatives. The cuts are less than half of the 50% reduction that activists demanded. Seattle leaders ultimately voted to transfer 911 call takers, parking enforcement officers, and mental health workers out of the police department. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
What can help you take advantage of today's low mortgage rates and save money? Rocket can. You could save hundreds of dollars every month by refinancing with Rocket Mortgage at today's near historic low rates. If your current rate is over 4%, you could lower your payment by over $150 a month, saving thousands in interest every year. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Savings are based on quick and loans, internal data, points and fees may apply. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
What's in store this holiday at your local Staples?
7 days of Black Friday deals on the hottest brands.
Kick off your holiday shopping at Staples, where you'll find the best gifts for working or learning from home.
Like Apple AirPods, great for video conferences or online classes.
And now at Staples, Apple AirPods with wireless charging case are just $119.
Shop in store or pick up curbside.
The most wonderful deals of the year are at Staples this holiday.
Ends 11/28, in store only, limit 2, while supplies last, curbside available in most stores.
Presidential pardons are just a way of life. Most happen behind the scenes without the knowledge of everyday Americans. This presidential pardon is probably the most popular in American politics. USA Radio News' Tim Berg explains.
President Trump is issuing a presidential pardon for turkeys Corn and Cobb to spare them from the Thanksgiving table at the annual White House ceremony.
On behalf of the entire Trump family, I want to wish every American a healthy and very happy Thanksgiving.
Speaking in the Rose Garden, the president says the two magnificent gobblers were raised by the National Turkey Federation Chairman Ron Cardle himself in the great state of Iowa. As for where the turkeys will end up,
these birds will retire under the care of skilled veterinarians at Iowa State University, a tremendous university.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Turkey became the Thanksgiving meal of choice for Americans after President Abraham Lincoln declared Thanksgiving a national holiday in 1863. From a helicopter, Utah state officials were flying over southeastern Utah last week looking for sheep as part of a routine task. What they found can't easily be explained away. Officers from the Department of Utah of Public Safety spotted a large metal monolith vertical in the ground extending about 12 feet tall. A single block of metal, it was sitting in Utah's Red Rock Country. Officials have no idea how or when it got there, but reminded the public it's illegal to install structures of art without authorization on federally managed public lands, no matter what planet you're from. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Gimme gravy!
Alright, so I want to know what your meals will consist of. Then we have somebody talked to me about venison yesterday. And I thought, oof, yeah, exactly.
Who eats Bambi for Thanksgiving?
I know.
Who eats Bambi anytime? I would say, yeah. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen, you're focusing on what you are going to eat. Is it the traditional food? Anybody get something unusual that they're making or they have up their sleeve? What are some of the mandatory Thanksgiving dishes other than turkey that have to be on the table?
Anything? Well, that's most potatoes, right?
Yeah, most right. Spectacularly are probably my sweet potatoes that I've sort of become known for at all the family gatherings that I go to. So that'll be...
What's your secret? I love sweet potatoes.
Okay, so I actually got this recipe from New Orleans. I was at a cable show years ago, like a convention for cable television, and we were in New Orleans, and this was a recipe card that they gave us, and I've used and adopted sort of over the years, so I don't even really tell, I can't even tell you my margins, but I will try to write them down, because I get asked for the recipe all the time. So,
was it from a restaurant?
It was from the restaurant, so the New Orleans Association or something. It was,
oh, okay.
All of them come together, basically, to provide recipes in this thing that they gave us as like a tchotchke. So in a saucepan, you take, it's not for the faint of heart, by the way. This is like a once a year or twice a year treat. So you take whipping cream, butter, mm-hmm. vanilla, cinnamon, nutmeg, clove, brown sugar. And you kind of bring that to like a slight bubble, and you can either bake or you can use the can. I've done both. Both are good, fine. And you can smash up your sweet potatoes. So you just mash them like you would mash potatoes. Smash, smash, smash in the bottom of a baking dish that you sprayed or that you use butter around the outside so it doesn't stick. And then you pour that mixture into your sweet potatoes, and you just until it's fluffy. You don't want it watery, but you want to beat that in until it's fluffy. Then in another saucepan, you take pecans, brown sugar, vanilla, a little more butter, a little splash of whipping cream, and you make it to candy consistency. So you just keep going until it bubbles with that really thick kind of bubble that you get when you're making candy. And then you pour that on top, and that's your pecan praline crust. And wow. then you put it in the oven and bake it, and it is, I mean, it's fantastic.
I just gained 5 pounds hearing about that.
I'm telling you that most of my family will save it and eat it towards dessert, and then we just skip everything else because it is, I mean, it's really that good.
Wow.
So it's one of the things that, yeah, that hits the table. But we'll be doing other stuff. We'll be doing, like, steamed broccoli and some green beans and mashed potatoes and stuffing and all the usual.
There's a website called allrecipes.com. They have surveyed their users. 93% of those polled said that they would be very disappointed if the turkey wasn't part of the Thanksgiving dinner. But as Victoria said earlier, looks like that may not be in the offing for some people anyway. Equally important, though, on this list is stuffing. Some people call it dressing, whatever it is. What do you have to have? What's part of, what is the...
Box of stovetop.
Yeah, I mean, that's like the stuffing that's shoved into the bird. That always freaks me out.
Yeah, that's gross. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's just like Salmonella City. I don't like that at all. That's weird. And I don't know why. I know it's big in, like, in the South, but the oyster stuffing is weird for me too. I love oysters, but I don't like it in cooked in stuffing.
I usually like what those... apple. I mean, you could put apples and onions. Nah. That's always good stuff.
Anyway, 82%.
My in-laws put sausage in there, so that might be an Italian thing. I've never heard of that.
82% said that you got to have mashed potatoes. 82% said there have to be pumpkin pie. Let's see here, 77%. Say that apple pie is there, that kind of stuff. So there's no vegetable that seems to be on this. Pecan pie is third, by the way.
Green bean casserole is always one of the traditional things.
Yeah.
You know, with the French onions and the cream of mushrooms.
The French onions.
Yeah. Those, like, crispy fried onions that you know, on top of the green beans with the mushroom soup and you bake it. That's like a classic American Thanksgiving side.
Oh, cool.
Probably the most iconic, a vegetable side.
For sure.
Things that are happening here in terms of what's going on, the COVID stuff and what it's done to change our lives. Apparently interest in chess has exploded, and one of the contributors to that is that Queen's Gambit
Netflix.
That's
the contributor.
Is it?
It's unbelievable how many people want to play chess now. My brother texted, I've heard about this show. We now are watching it. It is very good. It's on Netflix. But my brother texted me. He was like, you got to watch The Queen's Gambit. It'll totally make you want to play chess. I have no idea what possessed my brother to want to watch this show. But it's because it's not a whole lot happens, but it's very stylistic. And it's kind of a cool story. The young girl is an orphan, and she develops. She has kind of this incredible ability to see where the chess pieces can move. And so she ends up, as she grows up, it takes place in the 60s. So it's kind of got a cool, like, vibe to it. And so as she grows up, she becomes, you know, an international chess champion. And apparently, like, the eBay said that they had a 273% increase in searches for chess sets. That's crazy. But, you know, the Chess Association or the Federation, whatever they are, they said that women right now only make up 16% of licensed players, and that this show, The Queen's Gambit, has seen such a huge interest in women playing chess that they're really happy about it.
That's
I just
cool.
think that women don't have time to play chess. Women have so many things going on. They don't have time to sit down and play with those little figures.
So is that the case? Not more women or less, fewer women playing, Victoria? What do you know about that?
Well, now more, right?
Well, more, now more showing interest. Younger girls are into
more
it.
More, that's the comparative. Is it like half as many women play chess as men?
Well, no, I just said it's only 16% of licensed players are women.
I didn't hear you say that. Okay. Licensed players.
Right. In the Federation.
You have to be a card-carrying member.
Yeah, right. Okay.
If you're going to play in tournaments and stuff, yeah.
So why are, moving into the exercise column here, why are so many people putting the brakes, if you'll pardon the pun, on their Peloton orders?
It's because they haven't received their bikes or their treadmills.
Well, they can't make them fast enough? Is that another thing that's selling?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Good for them, I guess.
It's funny. We've talked about different things that we've seen happening during the quarantine first began in mid-March here on the East Coast. And I think California is probably right around the same time, Jen. But, you know, it's funny when you see how people immediately started planning for the long haul. And I knew at the time, I was like, okay, gyms and spin class places, which I used to go to spin class a couple times a week, that's going to go out and everyone's going to just do an at-home workout. And I saw the Peloton van circling the village that we live in. And I was like, okay, a lot of people are just, they're buckling down with Peloton. And so if you got the orders in early, then you got the deliveries. And then in the middle of the summer, people realized that there was going to be another wave of COVID in the fall. And I think a lot of people put in orders and those orders just can't be fulfilled.
Our gyms in California have not been opened. They were open during the summer for about 2 weeks and then they were closed down again. So they haven't been open at all. And people are like, what do? We can't go outside unless we want to exercise with masks on. So they're trying to figure out ways to do it at home. So, yeah.
I've found exercising with a mask on very difficult, by the way.
I can't stand it. I mean, walking is one thing, but I can't. I see people out running with the mask on. I'm like, are you nuts?
Well, they make running ones from Under Armour that are actually really breathable that the pro athletes exercise with.
Really?
So there are, there are plenty of them. My cousin plays football, so he wears one or wore one during the fall season.
Do you know how dangerous it is to play football?
Yeah, I'm not going to get into that. I'm not going to tell. Whatever.
I don't know if you guys saw what's been happening. You know, I live in California, and one of the things that has happened there's been a few over the last few weeks where people are like, "What are we doing?" Because you've heard the people say, "Well, we can buy liquor and we can buy weed, but we can't go work out. Why can't we work out? Why can't we do it safely?" Well, there was a shutdown order for right before Thanksgiving, right before the holiday, for restaurants in L.A. County to no longer be able to even do outdoor dining. They were never able to do indoor dining in L.A. County, but they shut down outdoor dining. And one of the big controversies is that they said to the director of public health who made that decision, what is the evidence? Where's the science? Do you have numbers showing that restaurants' outdoor dining is leading to these outbreaks? That's right. Cricket.
No.
Now, if you're having a press conference taking away outdoor dining, wouldn't you have, like, a graph, like the chart,
arrogant
where you'd be
stuff.
Like...
In Los Angeles, especially Los Angeles County, the arrogance of these people is unequaled anywhere.
And so finally she got pressed.
I am the person in charge, so I will tell you what to do, and don't ask me any questions.
Well, she cited, finally, she goes, well, no, we didn't do any studies. We just are shutting it down. And she said, because of the CDC study. Now, the CDC study was nationally. It wasn't in California, but it involved indoor dining, not outdoor dining.
Right.
So
outdoor dining is all over New York and New Jersey. Everybody's been doing outdoor dining since... Well, forever, really. The restaurants closed down
this is what's
quickly,
so stupid.
But then it opened.
It's right before a holiday. What's really actually helping spread along COVID are people gathering privately, right? Because they have
a sense.
There's no masks. People
indoors,
are feeling more comfortable. They're just going to gather at home. So what are you doing when you send people on a holiday away from a safe outdoor dining restaurant? Well, you're sending them home to hang out with their families.
Exactly.
Pretty stupid.
And it's weird. Like in Pennsylvania, after 5 p.m. today, you can't buy
alcohol.
Any more liquor.
So stupid.
It's so dumb. You're just forcing people to go to
There's
someone
no
else's house
sense.
To booze
These
it up on the biggest drinking night of the year.
In leadership positions have no common sense whatsoever. It's like they came out of a test tube or something. I'm not probably going to go to California this winter. At least for a long stay.
I don't think there's going to be much for you to do there.
No, there isn't. So I'm either going to...
And
if
the question is, when people
here,
start getting vaccinated, are we ever going
to
get back to
normal? I'll come to somebody.
Balmy New Jersey.
Take a day. I may do that. I may take some weekend trips here and there or go for a week here and there instead of just kind of zooming out. I do that or go down to Florida for a couple of months. We'll see what Daisy wants to do. I'll check with her and then I'll get back to you.
Always
time
good
now
to check
for
with the puppy.
us to choose something for... this is the theme now. You're really in the thick of it with Thanksgiving upon us. And people are snacking. There were parties yesterday, parties today at work. We had a little thing on the farm. And all of us were wearing masks, by the way. And we got together and had cheese and crackers. And the guys were drinking beer except me. I had a bottle of water. And I've gotten, by the way, off of, thanks to Victoria, I've gotten off of the plastic completely. I bought one of those, the water machines.
Mm-hmm.
And so that thing you gave me from Farm Aid, I'm just
the thermos,
using.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to use that because it'll fit into the little place on my truck, and I got to get
Good.
Another one for tractors. But no more plastic for me. I'm done.
It's just, it's, look, we all know it's bad for the environment, but it's bad for your body.
Yeah, it is.
You know,
yeah,
I mean, every time,
you can taste
plastic, and if you can taste the plastic, toss that bottle immediately.
See you later.
Because you've already gotten all of the plastic compounds have already broken down and they're in the water. And that's the thing that people don't realize. Plastic is not that stable, and it's just, you're just ingesting so, we already ingest so much plastic.
We need to get rid of the plastic in it. Well,
the fish we eat has plastic in it. I mean, it's gross.
You look at the packaging for stuff and how much plastic is there. All right,
anytime
I'm
you microwave something in that's in a plastic container, you're eating
cooking
plastic.
Cooking it right in. Yep. Here's a way for you, though. The idea was to talk a little about how we eat more and more and more and what we're doing about it. Calitrin is introducing special private sessions that are now available on a daily basis and every week. There are Q&A sessions on specific topics that are part of the this whole business of losing weight. So you want to get connected and find out who these people really are, you can go to Calitrin.com or TopLoss.com. It's the healthiest weight loss program available. This is not a drug. It's not a stimulant. It's not a quick fix. It's not a fad. The Calitrin program and the product has been proven to have lasting results for years and years and years. So why not do that? Give yourself a little presence and maybe be proactive. Healthy weight loss, safe weight loss is yours with Calitrin, the weight loss formula developed by a doctor and three nurses. Take it at bedtime. You can use liquid or capsules. As a 45-day money-back guarantee. So if you don't see some progress in 45 days, then you can ask for your money back. But obviously it doesn't happen if they've been in business that long. You don't stay in business and give everybody their money back. So look online for, there are some deals now. The Thanksgiving week has prompted them to make a really big deal, an offer that only comes along once in the whole year, and that is to buy one and get one free, or buy three, buy 30, buy 100, whatever, and you get the equal number free. It's a big deal. They want to try to get everybody involved in this as quickly as they can. So go to TopLoss.com, use the discount code DJV, no shipping at the end of the day, and really great product discounts. That's Calitrin at TopLoss.com.
I'm not going very far.
It's too uncomfortable. I'm in a hurry.
Sometimes I just forget.
There's no such thing as a good excuse for not buckling up. You're not only putting yourself at risk of injury or death, it could also cost you lots of money. Cops are writing tickets, so why take the risk? Do the smart thing and start buckling up every trip, day or night. Click it or ticket. Paid for by NHTSA.
What can help you take advantage of today's low mortgage rates and save money? Rocket can. You could save hundreds of dollars every month by refinancing with Rocket Mortgage at today's near historic low rates. If your current rate is over 4%, you could lower your payment by over $150 a month, saving thousands in interest every year. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to Rocket Mortgage.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR. EMDR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Experts agree Victoria Keelan is in the know when it comes to technology. Thus, we present to you Tech Talk here on the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen, leading Victoria into the Black Friday deals that are all over, right? They're best to get lists and lists of these things, so help yourself. Go ahead, Victoria.
So here's something kind of cool that I did not know that streaming services have a Black Friday special, but they do. And so if you're thinking of ditching cable, now is actually a great time to do it. If you, if you're thinking of even keeping cable and you want to add a few of the streaming services, also a great time. Hulu right now has a special Black Friday promotion for $1.99 per month, and that will give you $1.99 a month for a year. So this is if you are new to Hulu, this is absolutely the deal for you. This also will include if you are returning, so meaning if you've canceled Hulu at least 3 months ago and you're thinking about jumping back in, you're also eligible for the $1.99 plan. You can just go right on to Hulu's website, and it starts at midnight Wednesday night, Thursday morning. So that's when the sale starts, and it will run through next Monday night at midnight. So there it's a great long weekend, and add Hulu. This is a good chance to do it. Now, if you also want to sign up for Sling TV, new customers right now, if you do the Sling Blue or Sling Orange plans, which are about $30 a month, you'll also get a free month. And if you prepay for 2 months of service, they will send you a free TiVo Stream 4K. And so that it works really well along with Android TV streaming dongles. It's actually a good thing to have. Sling TV is also offering a free 3-day trial if you want to try that out, but a free second month of service that'll save you $30 right there. Now, if you're looking for music, I have Tidal, which is probably the least well-known of all the music streaming services, but I love it. It's really great. You can get 4 months of Tidal now for 99 cents for the regular service or $1.99 for the high fidelity. And so the annual subscription discount is available starting right now through December 2nd. And those who actually take advantage of it will get 4 months of the standard premium for 99 cents. And then you can upgrade from there if you want. It's actually a really great savings that would normally cost you $40 or $80 for the high fidelity. And so after that promotional period, it'll be $9.99 a month. YouTube TV, also a service that I have that I absolutely love. If you're thinking of cutting the cord, it's definitely the right one to go with. They are now, if you've never tried it, you can now get a free Chromecast with Google TV, and it's a value of $50 that you'll get free. And so we know that the rising cost of YouTube TV and all the streaming services has been frustrating, but at least to get a $50 Chromecast device free is not too bad. And it'll cost you $64.99 a month. That's the standard YouTube TV, but it does come with a lot of premium channels. So in order to get the free Chromecast, you have to subscribe by December 31st. So the deal is limited to one per household, but you really won't need more than one of the Chromecast. So lots of good deals there, and it's all starting right now with Black Friday.
I thought it was interesting that YouTube has dumped the One America News Network. YouTube has become the place to go, as you've suggested. I didn't really.
Well, that's regular YouTube. That's not YouTube TV. YouTube TV is the streaming TV service that gives you all the networks and everything. Yeah, regular YouTube dumped that because they have warned them that they're spreading misinformation. And they basically claimed that they had a COVID cure. Yeah. And so we know that there is no cure for COVID.
That was the Mike Lindell thing. Yeah, right. All right, the Amazon smart glasses. Is that no? We got Apple today. Okay, I got Apple's new processors and their new MacBooks living up to the performance hype. So let's hear about the hype.
The Geek Out.
The idea of smart glasses continues to be more of a futuristic concept than some actual product the public is clamoring for. There's the flameout of Google Glass, the long-rumored but never seen Apple Glasses, and meanwhile, over at Amazon, the Echo Frames are a real thing and actually getting an update. The second-gen version are still really nothing more than a vehicle for Alexa, with speakers in the arms allowing for spoken commands to be executed and delivered back by the user's ear.
All right, more Black Friday deals.
Yep, some best deals under $50. The smaller Echo Dot, which is normally $50, is now $29 on Amazon or Best Buy. The new Kids Edition Echo Dot is only $39. It's normally $60. Also available at Amazon and Best Buy. If you want a new Fire TV stick, that is $18. It's normally $30, so that's a great deal. And then the standard Fire TV stick with Alexa is $28, and the 4K stick with Dolby Atmos has 4K HDR is now $30, and that's normally $50. So lots of great deals under $50 if you check them out on Amazon and Best Buy.
All right, there you go. Lots of things happening in the next 24 to 48 hours when it comes to getting these deals cooking.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.